visiting with Pleasantville head girls track and field coach Aaron Fichter to preview this 2025 track and field season for Pleasantville. Coach, let's just start off a little bit talking about last season, how you kind of feel the season went overall last year and some success that you guys may have had.
So last year we had a good thrower in Allison Van Allen. Had a really nice season, laid a nice foundation for our young kids, came up short at the state qualifier. We had some good sprints, shuttle hurdle, and 4x1 and 4x2 were all good races for us. We returned a lot of those kids, so I know that we're really excited about that chance and looking forward to build off of that.
You know, looking ahead to the season a little bit, can you kind of talk about some of those returning events that you're going to have and individuals that you expect to have some success in?
Yeah, so we had our 4x1, 4x2, and shuttle hurdle were all very competitive last year. Our shuttle hurdle finished 12th at the state meet, and we really are excited about that. Lillian Mason has put a lot of work in over this summer. All right, over this winter, and I really think that she's going to have a strong year for us. All three of those girls, Lauren Fernal, Raya Phipps, are also just really motivated as well. And then we have, you know, some competition for that fourth spot, and I think that that'll be a healthy competition and look to see who can kind of come out of that. 4x1, I think we were like 0.1 off of qualifying last year. I think we were like 25th or 26th out of the top 24. And we have a lot of legs from that back. Carly Grip has had a nice winter as well. And I definitely think that all of those things, you know, if we can stay healthy and continue to build, we have those three races to really be excited about. And then we have some young kids coming into the mid-distance that I think can help us try to get over the hump there too.
Now, how are you feeling a little bit about, some of the distance side of things and also maybe a couple of them field events?
Yeah, so on the distance side, we did have a nice cross-country season on the girls' side. We were a lot more competitive. I think Kylie will be a nice senior leader for that group. And we also have just some young, talented kids, and Summer Isley and Riley Hardman. Amelia Latch is going to come in and do some good things, I think, for us too. So I definitely think if it's 4x8, if it's a distance med, possibly maybe even going down into the 4x4, all things that could be a lot more competitive. And then we'll just see how competitive that can be, or if we need to move some kids to individual races.
And what are some things that you're working on that is beginning part of practice? We've just gotten into practice to kind of feel out what your lineup may be.
Yeah, so this first couple weeks, we have a mid-distance coach that really just kind of dedicates all that time to them. And we are really just trying to, instill some of the routines, if it's our warm-ups, if our post-work, our lifting schedule, but then also then making sure that we have a really quality workout once a week to kind of really pinpoint more of where kids are at. That will be like today for us. And so giving the kids a chance to see where they're at and just kind of keep them healthy at the same time. And then we have a meet on Tuesday at UNI that will tell us a lot. And then on Friday we go to Iowa State. So there are meets coming up that can kind of let us plan over spring break to see what our lineup will look like.
You know, so many people at Pleasantville here, and a lot of your girls participate in other sports. Mm-hmm. How good is track to not just get them ready for other sports, but for those other sports to help them be a better track and field athlete?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we talk a lot, especially on the girls' side. I feel like our participation rates have been really good in different sports, and I think that is something that we're trying to articulate to athletes that, if a kid is out for, if it's volleyball or cross country, or if they're out for basketball or wrestling, that's 6 months of work that's going to help the track and field season, and then and vice versa, it's going to help them on the softball diamond, it's going to help them on the basketball court. So definitely trying to keep them out and involved, I think, has been helpful.
Coach, kind of before we close up, looking ahead to this season, best way that the community can support your girls as they compete this year in track and field and, come out and be there for the team?
Yeah, so we have our home meet, it'll be in May, and then we'll have a junior high meet out in April. And, we have the brand new track at the stadium, and we definitely have been lucky to have really good community support out of that. And with that not having the ability to host meets year in, year out for 25 years, it's been nice to really see that out of the community.